Hi, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Michael. What is your first and last name?
Hi, Michael. This is Dylan German with German Carpentry.
Hey, sir. Good afternoon. How are you being today?
I am good. I'm good.
That's wonderful. Let me just go in and pull up the account for you real quick here. Can you help me with your business phone number, please?
Yes. It is 801-566-0855. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for confirming that. Let me just go over with the account real quick here. And yeah, anyway, what can I do for you today?
So I'm looking into handling with you guys, and I couldn't remember what I needed to do that. I found another provider that's going to take care of me from now on, and I just wanted to figure out what I needed and if I own my domain name or not.
Mm-hmm. I understand, sir. Well, I do regret to hear the way you would like to cancel your bill. And I do notice that you just actually paid 3 days ago, but I just wanted to make sure what happened again, why you wanted to cancel. I'm so sorry.
I've been with you guys for about 2 years, and I feel like I haven't really seen as many results as I would have liked to. I've also found a local company that I can actually go to their office and meet with them is really the real answer to that.
I understand. So basically you prefer someone local that you can visit in person, is that correct? If you're with Local Splash, we always have an option that we can do Google Meet. I know that most of our clients prefer to visit in person, but we can always show you our screen, and I think the least that we can definitely do is do it as Google video chat. Again, anything about your results, performance, those are something that we can actually meet over a video conference. We can set up an appointment and even show your screen as well, which is somewhat kind of personal. You know, the same goes with visiting a local office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and that's totally fine. I'm looking to do a little bit more with it, and I just... being able to meet with somebody in person and is the way I roll, really. I'm not that technologically literate, and this guy is going to be able to take care of me for a little bit cheaper than what you guys are going to be doing have been at is really one of the reasons I am jumping ship.
Totally understandable, sir. Well, good thing that you mentioned about rates, because I did check your account. You know, I reviewed it here, what we can do with the rates. You're paying us $199 for both SEO and the website. You know, I can always lower it down. I can definitely go to $149. And not only that, you're actually eligible also for a loyalty program wherein every other month is on us. So, you know, considering about keeping the service for the same, you know, rate of $149, and every other month is on us, maybe something that you can consider. So technically,
it would, I'm at $40 a month with this guy for the same
for SEO
services,
and for the website.
For SEO and website development, and it's the same exact service that I have from him, from you guys.
Now.
From him is at $40 a month instead of, you know, $140. But I'm still saving money even if I just pay with him to all 12 months, right?
Well, that's pretty sure. Yeah, I haven't heard that someone is actually offering $40 for SEO, though. But in terms of results, I believe what you're exactly expecting from SEO and the website is really more about giving you online presence. And when I went to Google, especially Google Maps, and have a look for carpentry services, you're actually showing up on the first page even if you only have 4 reviews. In fact, you're at the number 2 spot. So that only means, Dylan, that your account is actually well-optimized and we're able to deliver what we exactly promised. In terms of the expectations that you're, you know, expecting to get, are we looking forward about leads? Or what exactly are your expectations from this kind of campaign? Because we are more about giving you a good online presence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking for a couple more leads. I mean, I've been with you guys for what, two years now, two, three?
Yeah, almost 3 years. Mm-hmm.
Almost three. And I mean, really out of all of it, how many leads have I gotten from you guys? Just, can you see that? All-time leads?
Well, we cannot actually see all the leads that you're receiving, because I believe that we're only promoting your phone number as is. We don't have any call tracking number. So any call that you'll be getting directly to your business phone number is something we cannot actually track, Dylan, unfortunately. The only thing we can track here is that how many people actually went to your website and fill out a form. So you mentioned about you are getting leads, and those are organic leads, I would say, because once you're publicly visible, you would definitely get calls, not only from potential clients, but maybe you would also get some telemarketer or solicitor. That SEO, as I mentioned, we're focusing towards online presence, so technically leads or guaranteed leads are those something that we don't actually, you know, we don't have like specific number of leads how you'd like to get. But as long as you're publicly visible, and maybe you also need to work with your reviews, as I believe you only have 4 reviews, so that's something definitely going to help you with increasing the number of leads you'll be getting in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I understand that. It's just I haven't, I'm just not, like, more or less it's the price thing for me right now is, if I can find a way to cut a cost, this is a way to cut a cost. You know what I mean? If I'm getting the same service from them, I mean, I can always come back. That's not, it's not unusual for me to jump ship for a better price. And if it's not working with him, I can always come back. And I'm not too worried about leads. It's just, it feels like I would like to see more organic clicks coming from the website, and it doesn't seem like there's been that many. You know what I mean?
Of course, no problem. It just so happens that, again, SEO is really more targeting about your Google online presence. In terms of clicks on the website, well, there is a different ad for that, which is Google Ads, if you would like to get more traffic on the website. But that costs $300 a month. So since you mentioned about rates, if you would be interested in getting more online traffic from the website clicks, then Google Ads is actually a good campaign for you. But as I mentioned, the $300 a month, certainly.
Yeah. So I just, updating. And then the other day I called in to you guys about updating the website, and I just wanted a way to have, when they come on the website, do file attachments to the form that you guys have set up on the website, and you guys said you weren't able to, and then this guy is able to as well. So that's the other thing, is I would like it to be able to – I've had a lot of people reach out that are like, oh, I would like to give you some pictures of what I want, and then I've got to call them, then send them an email, and then they can email it or text it to me. And that's like a lot of steps in the process. If they already filled out the website form, like, it's one more button, so it's not that hard to put on, right? So I was just like, what's so hard about that, right? And after talking to this guy for about an hour, he was like, yeah, that's pretty easy peasy. I don't have a problem with that. That's been around since the late 90s, and I was like, that's what I thought. So it's one of those things, too, that I'm like, why are we wasting time on that? If we're not able to do it.
Right.
It should be an easy
thing. Yeah, I'm not really sure why a website team can do that, but I believe that it's actually like a different kind of, service. But yes, I do see the note here. I believe you called in February. Unfortunately, we really don't have an option that we can put an attachment to the website leads. But I believe that your potential clients can always send you SMS, with the pictures, like how we all normally ask our customers as well. But the bottom line here is that you are canceling because of the rate, I'm afraid, because you actually found someone who can offer you $40 for the same service and the website. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
So it's just something that okay. Because, as I mentioned, the rate that we're offering was for $199. The main goal is really more about SEO. It's more about giving you online presence, and I believe that you can also attest to that you're publicly visible. You can go to Google. You have a lot of competitors, but we were able to manage your account to be put in the second spot. And that may normally take years to be on top or in the first page. And again, if you like to get more online traffic for the website, well, Google Ads can definitely help your business as well. And maybe also gather more reviews, because that's also going to help you attract potential clients. And notice if the last review you got was, that was like 18 weeks ago, you know, reviews definitely help in terms of, you know, attracting new customers to call you. Because even if you put you in the first page or the number one spot, you have a lot of competitors there that has more than 50 reviews. They would definitely call those new businesses. So with a website, as what you ask, I notice it here that it's a local slash website or domain. So technically you didn't own this, but if you like to take ownership of the domain name, there is a $99 one-time fee for that.
That's fine. As long as when I heard that $99 fee provides me ownership of that domain name, that's all I really care about.
Okay. For the domain, again, as I mentioned, it's only a domain name, so it does not include the website or the design term. Would you like me to process the domain transfer today? Or if I notice here, as I mentioned, you just made a payment 3 days ago. So technically, you still have until April 6th. Maybe something you would consider about the rate they offer you, the loyalty program, and every other month is on us. And maybe something you can decide within the month. And if we still wanted to cancel, or maybe we can pause the account, you can always give us a call at least 3 days before your next billing, April 6th.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. So, blah, 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 blah. If I've already paid for the month, let's leave it active for the month, but I would like a phone call from you guys on the 30th of March, and I would like to transfer the domain name then.
Right, I would be happy to definitely do that. So I'll call you back on March 30th then.
Yes.
Great. Anything else aside from this one?
That should do it.
All right, yeah. I'll make sure to call it back on March 30th. I hope you would consider as well the rate and what exactly that we've done also for your business terms of SEO, sir. Okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for your time again, Dylan. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.